الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Firstly, Allah give us all tawfiq to increase our durood on the day of Jumu'ah, to read salawat, durood sharif on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam is one of the greatest ibadats, and lot of benefits and lot of our needs of this dunya and akhirat are fulfilled. May Allah give us tawfiq to read on a daily basis, even just 10 times. It will be also something very great. Regularly, may Allah give us tawfiq to read at least 10 times a day durood sharif. And on a Jumu'ah, may Allah give us tawfiq to increase it. Another point before we start actually is that may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on the sunnats of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that we should make dua that Allah gives us the knowledge of all the sunnats, the love of every sunnat, and then to practice upon every sunnat and to teach and propagate every sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should try, like if every day, every week, or at least every month, try and bring one more sunnat into our lives which we find is not present. One very important sunnat, we mention it many times, is the sunnat of miswak. Let us think for ourselves, are we making miswak? Have I got a miswak or not? And whether I am making miswak, we should try and make miswak regularly. The virtues of miswak are also so great. It guarantees a good death on iman. What more do we want? Allah loves sunnat. It's sunnat. It purifies the mouth. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use miswak almost on every occasion. So Allah give us tawfiq of that also. At this time, what to speak on? There were two subjects that were coming in my mind. One was on the virtues of ilm, knowledge, for which we are gathered. Most of us are students here. And that is also very important, which if Allah wishes, sometimes it will be discussed here. And the other is that Ramadan Sharif has just passed. Let us just make a review again of Ramadan and see how did we pass it. Just let us have a look at it again and how we should have passed it and how we should pass the coming Ramadan that will be coming again. For that, just briefly, what the month of Ramadan is all about. There are some of us that perhaps just take it as a burden, na'uzu billah, that now I have to keep roza, it's very difficult my time, Taraweeh 20 rakats, very difficult, all my things which I like I can't do. For example, I want to watch TV, I want to watch other things, but it's Ramadan, I can't do it. So that should not be the case at all. And if we just get an idea, which many of us must have made bayan also, we must have listened to the bayans also, what the month of Ramadan is. So for example, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that in the month of Ramadan, a nafil becomes equal to a farz. And a farz is multiplied by 70 times. Now if we just consider that a little bit, that the whole life's tahajjud namaz, for example. And if we speak about tahajjud, read the ahadith of tahajjud namaz, what the great virtues are, it will appear that there is no other amal greater than tahajjud. But the whole lives of tahajjud does not equal two rakats of faraz namaz. One time two rakats of fajr, that is more superior than the whole lives in all. Tahajjud, ishajjud, ishraq, awabin, all salatul hajah, salatul shukr. So can we imagine what the value of one farad, how great it is. The whole lives, we all know, if any Allah give us all tawfiq to be regular with tahajjud, how nice a person feels also. When we read the hadith of the virtues of tahajjud, what great things Allah has kept in tahajjud salat. But that does not equal two rakats of faraz. And this was that month that has just passed, where every faraz becomes 70 times that amount. So to earn our akhirat, which is our actual object for which Allah has put us here, what a month it was. As soon as the moon was sighted for Eid, that chance was gone now. And every nafal becomes equal to a farad in the month of Ramadan. Whole life's nafal cannot equal a farad. Yeah, every nafal that we made tahajjud, we made ishraq, we made other namazes, it equals a farad. A farad becomes 70 times the amount. And we are here to acquire our akhirat, to acquire our jannat. And this was the occasion. This is the month in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala changed all the rebellious shayateen. So we all saw that to do good was easy. Just keeping roza 30 days continuously, 29 days continuously, Allah made it easy for us. And after Ramadan, 6 Shawwal rozas appear to be so hard for us. Then the 10 rozas, 9 rozas of Dhul-Hijjah, that appear so hard for us. And even many people, ladies especially, due to their monthlies, they must their rozas in Ramadan to keep the qaza. Becomes also very difficult. But Ramadan, everything is easy. That Allah has changed the rebellious shayateen. So how lot advantage shouldn't we have taken in the month of Ramadan? This is the month that during the whole day, the du'as of the fasting person, Allah Ta'ala accepts them readily, and the malaika whose duty is to praise Allah, to sing the praises of Allah Ta'ala, even those malaika who are carrying the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, that they also are told, leave that work of yours and say Ameen on the du'as of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or the fasting people of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So can we imagine what this month was, that our du'as are just being accepted when the malaika, the fish in the sea, all the creation of Allah are saying Ameen on our du'as. At night, the du'as are readily accepted. Allah may make announcement, or Allah calls out, what do you want from me? So what a month for du'as. And we are all in need, we know. Some of us need money. Some of us need health. Some of us, we are worried of our iman. Some of us are worried of our akhirat, our qabr. This was the month that we could just ask, and it's just being accepted. And now that it's not like that now. Though there are occasions, the day of Jummah is also a great day. And the Jummah in Ramadan, what to say about that? This was that month that the first 10 days and nights was of Allah's rahmat that was coming down. And Allah's rahmat, how great. And just with that, one thing to mention, the ulama have said that when a person engages in futile things, la yani, in things which they are no benefit of dunya also or akhirat, the minute we get involved in such things in which there is no benefit, then Allah's rahmat goes away from a person. He might not get guna, but Allah's rahmat goes away. And also we should find out, when Allah's rahmat is not there, then what comes on a person? It is in a vacuum. The rahmat goes away, it's a very serious condition if Allah's rahmat. So presently, especially for many of us who are young people and we are so overtaken by things, the soccer at the moment, and if we are engaged, that is not only ilayani, that is not only fruitless, there are a lot of gunas involved in there. So what will be our condition? So we should consider that. One person just told us yesterday that at some time he should listen to BBC News. Now he doesn't listen. He says in there at one time the Queen of England had said that we must get the Muslim youth to be involved in all the sports, soccer, all these things. Why? To take us away from our deen, our object. So we must be more alert and not fall into these things. What is all this? It's just a total waste of time. So anyway, this was the month of Ramadan, where the first 10 days was the rahmat of Allah was coming down, pouring down, and to get Allah's rahmat. The second 10 days, Allah's maghfirat, forgiveness from Allah. And the last 10 days, itqum minan nar, the nar, that you are set free from the fire of Jahannam. And those people who have been condemned to Jahannam, those people, a sentence was made by Allah, these are going to Jahannam. Every night Allah sets people free. The last night even more, and the last 10 days are just the days of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And many, 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 many more virtues. How did we appreciate this month? That is the review, myself, all of us. How Lord did we take advantage of this month? If we did not, then let us make a firm resolve that with the coming Ramadan we will take full benefit and full advantage of it. It is a great a month where ibadat sawab is increased, du'as are accepted, Allah's rahmat is coming down, people are being saved, set free from the fire of Jahannam. Jannat is beautified during this month. During this month, the doors of Jahannam are locked. The doors of Jannat are thrown wide open. What a great month. It's so we find that there were those buzurgs that when the moon of Eid was sighted, we are happy it's Eid's day. We're going to have some roast. We're going to have chicken. We're going to have all the goodies, our biscuits, etc. But their happiness, some of them, that now the days of Hajj have started. Mausam Hajj. And what a beautiful calendar Allah has given us. The month of Rajab, which is famous for the Mi'raj of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the great gift of namaz and salat. If we work on that and our namaz becomes connection with Allah, there is nothing more greater. The joy a person will get when he's connected with Allah. Shaban comes, and the highlight of Shaban, the 15th of Shaban, purification, cleansing. And when a person is clean, like we all pass on a Jummah, so you feel so nice. Whenever we bath regularly, clean clothes, you feel so nice. So the month of Shaban, Ramadan, what all great benefits of Ramadan. And then now the time you have become ready now to come to my house. Now you make Hajj, you come and visit me, you come to my house. And then to make Tawaf of Baytullah Sharif, then to go to Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Mina again. What a beautiful occasion to go to the Rozai Mubarak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an occasion again. So some buzurgs become happy now the season of Hajj has come and their hearts are connected. Allah give us also topic. It mustn't be that it's not in our mind that Hajj is now, the season of Hajj has started. People are going. So if we are not going, no problem. Everyone doesn't go every year. But our hearts should be there. We should have that in mind. Then there are those buzurgs that the minute the moon is sighted for Eid, they don't get happy because it's Eid's day. They get happy that the next Ramadan is coming now. 1 second is gone, 1 minute is gone, 1 hour, Ramadan is coming nearer. 1 day is gone, 1 week, 1 month, they get excited, next Ramadan is coming. May Allah give us that spirit. That if we know what Ramadan is, we will be also eager. In fact, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful dua, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, oh Allah, keep us right for Ramadan, that I can take the maximum benefit. Wa sallim Ramadan li, and let Ramadan be such also, no problems, no difficulties, all the things that we have to do in Ramadan, Allah makes it easy. Wa sallimhu li mutaqabbala, and for the future also, let all the benefits and our profits and the goodness of Ramadan go into my whole year, go into my whole life. So this is what that great month. The minute Rajab is the moon for Rajab, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find is making dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. This is that month also that we should look forward to, in which Allah Ta'ala gave us the command, and really it's a gift from Allah. And daily Allah give us tawfiq to make shukr. You gave us iman, you gave us Islam, you gave us Ramadan, you gave us jihad, you gave us Quran, you gave us what mammoths you gave, you made for us on rosas on us. What your great favors to keep rosa. It's to purify and to glorify your inside, to beautify your inside. For that is rosa, fasting. Then the month of Ramadan, rosas we can keep now also. But rosas in the month of Ramadan are so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So they look forward to this great month of Ramadan, that we can keep rosas, we can fast again. So there are those buzurgs who look forward. Allah make us from those people. That with enthusiasm and feeling, the minute one Ramadan is feeling, when is the next Ramadan coming again? And then some buzurgs again, when they see the moon of Eid, then they for 6 months they make tawbah istighfar, that we didn't spend our Ramadan properly. We could have benefited so much more. We didn't take full benefit. After 6 months, now they will look forward to the next Ramadan and they start getting ready for the next Ramadan. So Allah give us tawfiq to prepare like this. So this is a great, great occasion. And what we have to see, that what did we do in the past Ramadan? And what we should come for the front, the coming Ramadan, how we should prepare. Then also, one alim explained very beautifully what is the highlight of Ramadan. What is the main thing of Ramadan that we had to take? Maybe we took many other things, but we didn't take the main thing. For example, for some people, even before Ramadan, they do their Eid shopping. Especially small children, and they get happy. I'm going to wear this shoes on Eid day. I'm going to wear this jacket or this kurta or whatever else. They get happy for those things. Maybe there were some ladies who got happy that they prepared the best savories. 2 or 3 months before, they're already accumulating their white meat, etc. They want to make their samosas, their pies, etc. And today new things are being made. The old things, bhajiyas and samosas, are thing of the past. Now it is new things, the names are new, to eat them also is a new style. So maybe they were happy. Whereas really, what the woman should excel also, to prepare such food that fills the stomach nicely and that don't cause winds. Because again, when your winds trouble you, your ibadat is in jeopardy. You want to make lot of ibadat, but you just feel your wuzu is breaking all the time. And shaitan, the rebellious shayateen are chained, but they have trained the nafs already. And the other shayateen are there, and now you think tonight is Laylatul Qadr. You feel it like that, it's the 23rd night, the 3rd night, the 25th, or whichever night. But now you feel my wuzu is broken. You can make another wuzu, you took the courage, again that wuzu also is broken. Now you feel it. So the food we eat, we must see we don't overeat. And don't eat such foods. There are those foods that cause gases, that cause winds. So we should avoid that. Anyway, maybe some women are happy for what types of foods they prepared for Ramadan, etc. Others may be happy, mashallah, we made so much tilawat, which is a requisite. Which is the important thing, to make lot of tilawat of Quran Sharif, to keep the rosas during the day and to keep the rosas as required, not just to stay hungry. For many of us, Ramzan was just to stay hungry. From Sehri till Iftari, we stayed hungry. No, Ramzan is much more than that. And fasting is a complete different thing from staying hungry. Not only that we stay hungry, but we keep rosa of the eyes, we don't look at anything wrong. Rosa of the tongue, we don't speak anything wrong. Rosa of the ears, we don't hear anything wrong. Rosa of the mind and the heart, we don't think of anything wrong. And again, Allah made, what is rosa after all? Rosa is only the things which are permissible for you. Your food is halal, it's there, it's permissible. But in roza, you can't eat that halal food. And in roza, all drink is haram. Whether it's water, whether it's some juice or whatever else, it's halal, it's pure. But in roza, you can't. If you're a married person, you got your halal wife, but you can't come close, you can't cohabit with her while you are fasting. So what is roza? Just for a little while, to stay away from permissible things. And if we do this properly, Allah will create that quality in us to stay away from haram the whole year and the whole life. So this is what roza is all about, fasting. Just to stay away, train the nafs to stay away from permissible things. And Allah, by the barakat of this, will keep us away from haram for the rest of the year. So we might have made lot of tilawat also, but we weren't looking after our eyes, our tongue. We were talking wrong things, we were hearing wrong things, etc. We might have made lot of du'as also, which is also a requirement, as I explained. Du'as are readily accepted in this month. Many other things we might have done, nafil namazes, etc., sadaqah, charity, all these are requisites in the month of Ramadan. And the reward is so much increased. But the real thing of Ramadan, which Allah Ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you will acquire taqwa. That was the main thing. So after Ramadan, now as we are sitting here, myself, all of us, how much taqwa did I acquire? How much have I got that ability now to stay away from haram? And how much whatever Allah's command is to fulfill it now? As students, as we are here in the madrasa, let us see a few things. Our namazes, if we got the taqwa, are we now regular with our namazes? My namaz, quality, has it changed or not? Before Ramadan, last year, I was always missing 2-3 rakats, or just got the salam or something. Now, has my namaz become better or not? If our Ramadan was spent properly, our namazes will become better. Our concentration in namaz. Before Ramadan, what was my concentration? Has it improved now? Has my concentration become better? So this taqwa was the main thing. As one alim gave a good example, like a student is going to school, and at the end of the year, he brought a trophy because he came first in sports. Or whatever sport they had, everything, he came first. He got a medal because he was the best dressed also. He got another certificate because he was very punctual also. On time he should come, and he was punctual also. Everything he got properly. But his report, whether he passed or failed, there comes a big F. He failed. So if we succeeded in everything, but in our taqwa we failed, then we have missed the boat. So that is was the main thing. And if we feel now, myself all, that I failed in my taqwa, make dua next Ramadan, I'm going to work on it. I must pass in my taqwa. And taqwa, you can call it taqwa, piety, fear of Allah, call it our islah, changing our lives, call it tawbah, that we make tawbah, what our past life was, now we're going into a new life, call it the hidayat, I got hidayat now, that before what was my condition, now my condition, I got hidayat. So this was the main thing of Ramadan. And each one of us, let us see, what did I take from this Ramadan? What did I get? Did my ibadat increase? Have I become a better Muslim? Have I become more keen? Am I enjoying my ibadat? If we have failed, Allah's rahmat, doors of Allah's rahmat are not closed. Yeah, in the world, if you have failed, you failed your 50th class, then most probably you'll have to repeat your 50th. But by Allah, we just make tawbah. Allah has kept the door, has kept the tawbah wide open. Until the time when sakarat will come on us, and we start seeing malakul maut and the things of akhirat, and we see the people, our family people, we don't see them anymore. Now it's a different, then your tawbah is not accepted anymore. And none of us, I think at the moment, we are in that condition. We are not in sakarat, we are not present for maut now, we can make tawbah. And by tawbah, Allah Ta'ala not only forgives, but Allah Ta'ala is ghafoorur raheem. Allah forgives also, and then Allah showers His mercy on that person. Yeah, in this world, if a person has done wrong, he asks for forgiveness, he will be forgiven, but a lot of favors won't be showered on him. Allah, when He forgives, He showered. And Allah is Ghafoorul Wadood. He loves His creation, so Allah is very happy to forgive. We just have to lift our hands and ask Allah, Kalla, and Allah Ta'ala forgives. Allah is very, very merciful, very kind, and Allah forgives readily. So this month of Ramadan has gone. But now, during the year, let us spend our time correctly. Let us build in us that eagerness for Ramadan. And the way to do that is that we are keen for the next namaz. Now we are finished. In fact, Hazrat Ji, Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that a mu'min, a true mu'min, or a reasonable mu'min is 24 hours in namaz. Like now we will be finishing Juma namaz. Already it must come into us that I have to be here for Asr. And that if we look forward to it, that the Muslim will call out, I'll come to the house of Allah. Who doesn't love to go to the house of his beloved? And then I will be speaking to my beloved. I'll be coming for Asr. So from now you are counted, you are in Asr namaz already. When we finish our Asr, then we look forward to Maghrib. So we are counted in Maghrib namaz. From Maghrib, Isha, and from Isha, Fajr. Though at night we'll sleep, we'll dream whatever we want to, everything. But we come back again, we have that eagerness for Fajr, and we are 24 hours in Ibadat. From Fajr till Zohar, we might go and do our work, go and earn our living, etc. But that eagerness now for Zohar namaz from Fajr, we are counted that we are in Zohar namaz. So we can be in Ibadat all the time. From this Ramadan, we're looking forward to the next Ramadan. We will be counted among those people who are in that Ramadan already. So let us have that spirit in us to have that. And in everything that we try and now improve during the year, our namazes we improve. So we make more quality namazes next Ramadan. Our Quran Sharif, many of us are also those huffaz that we found that when I was making Taraweeh, I had a lot of mistakes, or that I didn't make Taraweeh because my Quran was weak. Now is the time to catch up on all this. And we look forward to the next Ramadan. Many of us in our du'as, we might have got tired asking Allah Ta'ala because we didn't know what to ask. Whereas to ask Allah is a source of great inspiration and enjoyment for a person. So learn what are du'as and how to make munajat, that close intimacy with Allah Ta'ala, and we are begging of Allah Ta'ala. And there is great enjoyment in that also when we beg of Allah Ta'ala. So let us get ready for the next Ramadan in this way, and the method for our next Salat. The method, let us study properly, and let us do our kitabs properly. Let us know what the value of our deen. We learn the masail also. We learn the fazail also. So, but one important thing we have to cultivate within us, the enthusiasm for deen. Today, like what we hear, Allah forgive us all. How many got so much enthusiasm for the soccer? Hey, they will stay awake middle of the night to the year. They are so keen to know the scores. And what is all that? All shaitaniyat. And for that we are so keen. And for Rahmaniyat, for Allah's mercy and Allah's kindness, we are like totally unmindful. So, and remember that the enemy, shaitan, is making us his luqba. He wants to eat us and take us away to Jahannam. Let us be careful. Build within us the enjoyment of Quran Sharif, of Hadith Sharif, our Akabir and our Buzurgs. What pure and clean lives they had. Let us study how they passed their Ramadan. That is also one very important aspect. There is a beautiful kitab, Akabir ke Ramadan. How our elders spend Ramadan. If we will read that kitab also, we will see how they looked forward and how they valued every moment of Ramadan. Hey, Allahu Akbar. We see Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi Maulana Zakariya Sahib, who lived in our time now. And in these times, how he, Ramadan, how he had spent it. And our other akabir also, they didn't waste one second in the month of Ramadan. One great buzurg, also not of a long time ago, recent time, Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri rahmatullah alayh, that in the month of Ramadan he should hardly eat just this chai Sulaimani, black tea. He should just have one or two of the small little cups. And when his attendants, his khadims used to insist you must eat, he says, Subhanallah, I'm getting the enjoyment of the food of Jannat. If we will work like this, we will start getting enjoyment of Jannat in this world. May Allah bless us. For that Allah has given us this opportunity. And we who are here in the madrasa, learning kitabs all the time, what our asatiza, is the ideal occasion for us. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us work in this way and enjoy. And qurbani is coming now. Hajj is coming. Be enthusiastic about qurbani. Don't just take it as a formality, as a rasm, a customary thing. Study the history, study the spirituality, study how to sacrifice ourselves for Allah. And then we will see qurbani also. And each one of us must get personally involved in qurbani. Slaughtering, eating, cleaning, everything. Then we will know what qurbani is. And then we will enjoy our deen. And it won't be just a customary. Otherwise, we can send our qurbani away to Malawi, to India, to some other place. Our qurbani is made and not a drop of blood on our body. And one is personally we get involved in the qurbani. Then we will know what this qurbani is. So our deen is a very beautiful, perfect deen in every aspect. Let us make that attachment. Learn about deen, the masail, the fadail, and build that enthusiasm and connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through all this, we will get contact with Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.